Our second scripture reading, our gospel reading, is from Luke chapter 13. It's on page 1269 in this Bible. And it starts at verse 10. Luke chapter 13, beginning on verse 10. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. A woman was there who had been disabled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and couldn't stand up straight. When he saw her, Jesus called her to him and said, "Woman, you are set free from your sickness." He placed his hands on her, and she straightened up at once and praised God. The synagogue leader, incensed that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, responded, "There are 6 days when work is permitted. Come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord replied, "Hypocrites, don't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from its stall and lead it out to get a drink? Then isn't it necessary that this woman, a daughter of Abraham, bound by Satan for 18 years, be set free from her bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said these things, all his opponents were put to shame, but all those in the crowd rejoiced at the extraordinary things he was doing. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the understandings of all of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. So the woman was bent over like this. You're familiar with the position. She had put up with this condition for 18 years. She couldn't stand up straight. And Jesus noticed. So, of course, he called her over to him and healed her. Immediately, she stood up straight and shouted out her praise and thanks to the man who had set her free from this condition. She was now able-bodied, no longer disabled. This mature woman was returning to her community, able to worship and work with everyone. No problem? What problem? Only that Jesus chose to do this healing on the Sabbath day. A man kept his hand hidden in his clothing, his shriveled up hand. He couldn't do what other able-bodied men could do, so he hid his shame. But Jesus saw the man's condition and felt compassion as well as anger, for it was the Sabbath day, and he was about to break the rules. So Jesus asked the man to step forward and expose his withered hand so that the people in the synagogue could see clearly what was happening. Jesus healed the man's hand and broke the rules. Now the man had two good hands, and he was free to rejoin the community and be productive and respected in his synagogue. No problem? Yes, a problem. Jesus broke the Sabbath rules again. We recited the Sabbath rule a moment ago from the text in Deuteronomy. This is the fourth commandment or word, which establishes the rhythm of work and rest. To work 6 days and rest on the seventh, remembering that ancient Israel had been slaves in the Egyptian Empire and that God had brought them out of slavery and into freedom. Therefore, they were to honor God's gift of liberation by keeping Sabbath. By Jesus' day, this simple rule had been studied and analyzed to death so that most ordinary routines of life, like travel and cooking and hauling stuff around, had rules and restrictions. Healing was forbidden on the Sabbath except for emergency cases of life and death. Couldn't these two people have been healed by someone else? Apparently not. Maybe they weren't important enough to grab the attention of the local healers. Maybe they didn't have enough money to afford a local healer. But Jesus saw their need and chose to bring them compassion, even on the Sabbath. They were liberated. They returned to their communities and healed. And Jesus declared, "The Sabbath was made for humanity, not humanity made for the Sabbath." Human need eclipses legalism. Jesus teaches that the fourth word, or the commandment, is a word of healing for the community, not an onerous burden of guilt and extra work. Rather than the command to work 6 days and then rest for a day is God's standard for a compassionate economy where everyone has a job or useful work for 6 days and then comes together on the seventh day for joyful worship and relaxation. And not only do people live by this rhythm, so do the servants, the domesticated animals, all of creation. Sabbath keeping is offered by the Torah as a tangible, physical practice which keeps everyone centered on fulfilling their covenant as people of God. So how are we doing as Sabbath keepers? Most of us here in Western New York feel that we understand the need to keep the Sabbath day holy. Perhaps we count regular Sunday service as us fulfilling our duty. And taking a day off to spend with family and close friends certainly fills the bill. But do we recognize the first part of the commandment to work 6 days? My husband and I have just spent a whole week at Chautauqua, where participants listened carefully every morning to an American-Cuban theologian, Reverend Miguel de la Torre. He's a professor of social ethics at the Iliff School of Theology in Denver, Colorado. He preached about Sabbath keeping this past Tuesday and shifted our attention to the first phrase in the commandment, 6 days you must work and do all your tasks. And then he asked, shall everyone have work? He shared a story told by a theologian, Justo Gonzalez, about a preacher whose congregation was mostly migrant workers. The preacher asked how many people had found work for 4 days that week. Many hands raised. And again, how many worked for 5 days? A few hands raised. And again, how many worked for 6 days? Even fewer hands raised. Here is the startling revelation that Dr. De La Torre raises from the story of this preacher's migrant congregation. The commandment says, 6 days you shall work. He goes on to say, in our context, having a job and an income are given, but for the vast majority of the world, they have to try to find work for 6 days. They cannot keep the commandment. What is wrong here? Why can't everybody in modern and wealthy America earn enough money in the work week to feed their family and then rest on the seventh day? Reverend De La Torre startled us with a torrent of statistics to show that our economy requires a low rate of unemployment in order to sustain profits for the wealthy. He declared that our economy has twisted our lives to accept unemployment as a normal part of the working world. So I ask, what can we do in our day to observe all the fourth commandment, the fourth word? Yes, it is a personal marker in our homes and in our congregations to make the seventh day a day of compassion and service and worship, whether we observe the Sabbath on Saturday or Sunday. But could it also be a day of action to ensure that all people in our communities have access to decent work at fair wages that allows them to feed their families as well as honor a seventh day of rest? More than support the food pantry financially, could we build relationships with those who need food and help them find work? And in building relationships with others who need work, could we restore the dignity of labor? Let us honor our Lord and Savior so that we may fulfill all of the fourth word for healing and strengthening our community. Six days you may work and do all your tasks, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Amen.